afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Well, it's just slightly past 11 a.m., and it's time now for Ron Bernthal and this week's installment of Lost and Saved.
On the hillside, little boxes.
Hello, I'm Ron Bernthal, and welcome to Lost and Saved, a program devoted to historic preservation in the region and around the country.
There's a green one, and a pink one, and a blue one.
In 1964, a 6,500-seat stadium constructed of poured concrete with a stunning cantilevered folded plate roof supported by eight big slanted columns opened in Miami's Virginia Key District, the first historic landmark building constructed by Cuban exiles. The Miami Marine Stadium was damaged by Hurricane Andrew in 1992 and has remained closed ever since. Preservationists are working with private and public entities to finally restore the structure. Don Worth, a spokesperson for the Friends of the Marine Stadium, says it is certainly worth preserving.
The Marine Stadium is a great public gathering space and a great building. It was built in 1964 to watch boat races. It holds 6,500 people. It's a very unusual building. Marine stadiums became prominent in Latin America and Europe beginning in the 1930s. This may be the only marine stadium in the United States. It's all concrete. To look at it from the side profile, it resembles the jaws of an alligator. If you look at the stadium from the water, it has a remarkable concrete roof, which is actually one of the largest spans of unsupported concrete in the world. But more than that, it's very rhythmic. It's in the shape of waves or sails or Japanese origami. Significant as the architecture is, and it's really wow architecture that people grasp immediately, it's its role as a public gathering space. Originally, it was built for boat racing, but beyond that, there were many, many events that happened there. There was a floating stage that was developed, and it would be towed from across the lagoon. Many performers performed there. Jimmy Buffett, very well known. All kinds of rock groups. Mitch Miller, the Boston Pops. The movie Clam Bake with Elvis Presley was shot there. There were Easter sunrise services. Richard Nixon actually was kissed by Sammy Davis Jr. there at a rally in 1968. So this building has played a very prominent role in the history of Miami. It's very much loved by the city.
For additional information and photos of the Miami Marine Stadium, log on to marinestadium.org. You have been listening to Lost and Saved. I'm Ron Bernthal.
And once again, our thanks to Ron Bernthal, whose weekly installment of his award-winning program, Lost and Saved, can be heard right here on WJFF every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Now, we have a couple of other public service announcements, this one leading the list. Love to dance? Love the music of the jazz age and the big band era? Well, come to WJFF's Music Through the Ages dance. We'll be starting at 7:30 with music of the 1920s and dancing our way through the decades, right up to the hits of the 21st century. Dress in the style of your favorite period and have a ball at the Nutshell in Lake Huntington, New York, December 6th.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
That's coming up at the Nutshell Arts Center next Saturday, 7:30 p.m. We'll be starting with some recordings of the music of the 1920s and working our way up through the decades in the course of the evening. DJ Chucks and Uncle Paulie will be spinning the platters, and everyone, as the guy said, is encouraged to dress in clothing representative of their favorite era. It should be a fun time. Next Saturday, 7:30, Nutshell Arts Center, Lake Huntington. See you there. Now, don't forget, tomorrow, today at 7 p.m., the James Dorwetsky Thanksgiving Day Parade is in Jeffersonville. Parade begins at 7 p.m. Santa raffles refreshments following at the Jeffersonville Firehouse. Also over in Honesdale, there's a Santa parade today at 6 p.m. on Main Street and then on to Central Park for the candlelight ceremony, where traditional carols will be sung. Well, it is now 5 minutes after 11.